Blog Talk Radio.
Coach Lee, you rocking four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I'm bringing it to you. Hey, right now I'm on a little pre-record, because I want to hit the road. I got some things I got to get done, so I want to make sure that I don't have no issues when I'm on the road for the first 30 minutes of the show. So I went ahead and pre-record the first 30 minutes of the show, and then I'll be on live. That's right, I will be live and in person. At about the 7:35 mark, I should be at the pad, chilling. But anyway, you rocking four quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday night. We talk about football, women's football, and women's football. Hey, it's playoff time, yo. It's playoff time. Are y'all ready for some football? I thought so. Because that's what it's all about, baby. We play the whole season. You know, we played the whole season to get to the playoffs, and so this is the first 30 minutes of the show is going to be about the playoff matchups in the American Conference. The National Conference is not set as of yet. There's still one game to be played actually on Tuesday night, and then that will be set. So I'm not going to talk about what I don't know. I don't know about the National Conference. And, you know, I play in the American Conference, and I know what our task is, and I'm not trying to look ahead. I'm trying to stay straight and focused ahead of us. But I'm going to go ahead and get this show started like we always do. But first, I'm going to always drop my sponsors. Got to put down my sponsors before we kick this bad boy off. We got Adidas. My Adidas. Yo, Adidas. We Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official equipment of the Women's Football Camp and Conference. Here in Las Vegas, and actually we got one going on the East Coast. We're setting that up as we speak. So for all you East Coast football players, get ready. We're going to have the camp there. We're not going to do the conference aspect, but we are going to have the camp. But again, that will be brought to you by Rogers Athletic Company, the official football equipment of the Women's Football Camp and Conference, and Enterprise. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. Whatever city you go into, whatever town you go into, must pick Enterprise Rent a Car. Why? Because it'll pick you up. Yes, y'all. This is what we're doing, y'all. We're about to talk about the playoffs, y'all, because this is what football is all about, y'all. So let's kick this bad boy off like we always do. And it's a deep kick. Yeah, I always started off that way because we'd be talking about nothing but women's football, and it's deep to be talking about women's football. You really got to look under the rocks and seashells to find information about women's football. But that's what we do here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday night. So, again, let's start this bad boy off. We're going to go this first half. We ain't going to go quarter number one or quarter number two. We're just going to go first half. All right? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. In the American Conference, the WFA playoffs start this week on June 26th. Make sure you, if you're close to a team or in a town, stick around and make sure you go check it out. But first on my list, I'm going to go with the Lone Star Mustangs versus the Pacific Warriors. And like I said, I'm just going to give you my analysis of in my picks. You know, like I said, I'm doing pretty good over in the pick'ems. So I'll give you my picks. So if you got some money and you want to come to Vegas and drop it down and win, hey, just listen to me. I'm Coach Lee, baby. We make it happen. But anyway, we got the Lone Star Mustangs. Let's go and talk about the Lone Star Mustangs from what we know and what we've seen and keys to this game. But I'm just going to go over to stats. I'm going to talk about a little stats. You know, they come into this game 7-0. Just smashing teams left and right. Just smashing teams. I think they're averaging somewhere in the where are they at? There we go. Let's just talk about team stats. They got 308 points in 7 games, and that's a lot of points. You know what I'm saying? That's 44 points a game. They have a total offense of 2,808 yards. That's 404 yards a game. 74 first downs. You know, they're averaging 10.6 first downs a game. Rushing, they're just smashing. 1,982 yards, averaging 283 yards a game. And they have passed for 826. So they're pretty balanced out. Well, I ain't going to say balanced out. They're 1-3 ratio, basically. 1-2.5 run-pass ratio. They've given up only 36 points on the season, an average of 5 points a game. You know, some of the key players over there, again, passing the ball will be Brittany Bushman. She's completing like 55% of her passes, for like 782 yards, thrown 9 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions. Rushing game is led by running back Odessa Jenkins, 62 carries for 731 yards. She's averaging a first down every time she carries the ball, y'all. A first down every time she carries the ball, that's 11.8 yards. Then you got Brittany Sutterwhite with 56 carries for 478 yards. Still, 8.5 yards a carry. And then they got the freight train. Stephanie, what's that? Wakefield, who carried the ball 35 times for 275 yards, on an average of like 7 yards a carry. So as you can see, they got a workhorse. And I think the quarterback is Brittany. Yeah, Brittany Bushman. She's ran the ball 24 times for 214 yards for another average of 8.9 yards. You got four rushers in that backfield that can take it to the house in any given moment. And they're averaging 8 yards a carry. That's something to stop. And they got a host of other running backs here, but those were the premiers. The keys to the Mustangs for this week in playoffs. Receiving-wise, it looks like number 86, Melissa Beach, with 13 catches for 268 yards, and also number 51, Yo Grant, with 10 receptions, 143 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So, again, as a coach going into this, I'm looking at the Mustangs and saying that, hey, they are heavy on the run. Defensively, I've seen some film on them. They are very attacking type of defense, quick, up front, strong, get up in your face, smack you down, throw you down. They led by Jennifer Hall, number 54. I don't know what position she plays, but yeah, she's definitely leading the team in tackles. Then you got 82, Daniela Jersey. What's that? Catano? Hey, I'm sorry. I messed it up. But she got 49 tackles. And there's number 90, Alex the Animal Harvey, with 44 tackles. So they spread out pretty good there. on tackles on the defense. Again, Harvey is definitely leading the team in tackles for loss, which is 35. And I think, you know, the key to the defense is that they are aggressive up front. They can move. They're strong. And you're not going to get too much on the run game at all. Let me see if they got anything else that stands out. Odessa's leading the team in interceptions with 3. One went for pick 6. Alex Harvey is leading the team in 4 fumbles. So, again, as you can see, with 4, a lot of pass deflections by number 82, Daniela. And, like I said, got some strong stats. Strong stats. Again, they're dangerous on the kickoff return. Satterwhite and Jenkins are averaging 25 yards kickoff return. What else? Punt return. Odessa's averaging like 37 yards of punt return. So, again, they got weapons, yo. They got weapons. They are killing it with weapons. And Bushman is leading the team with 14 touchdowns and Odessa with 12. So, again, going into this game, you know, I've noticed that the kicking game is not that great. I'm looking at PATs. For the amount of points they've scored, they've only attempted 5 PATs and only made 2. So if there is a weakness that I can just see based off of stats, it definitely would be in the kicking game. Kicking game is not shown as being pretty effective. But that's all good. That's all good. Let me go over here and check out what the Warriors have accomplished this season. You know, I played the Warriors, and I know what they got, and I think it's going to be a great matchup. People thinking that the Warriors are going to get up and go fall on their face in Dallas, I don't think so. I think it's going to be a great game, and I think it's actually a great matchup, believe it or not. It's a matter of how they're traveling and how they're getting there. Are they going to go by bus, train, or automobile? I think that's going to be a key in this first round of the playoffs, that a lot of teams will have to get on the bus, plane, or automobile to get to where they got to get to. So let's go over to the Warriors stats real quick. They accumulated a total 7-1 record this year, accumulated a total 209 points, averaging 29 points a game, accumulated 2,454 total yards for an average of 350. Rushing yards, they've rushed for 1,621, which is about 231 yards a game passing. They've passed for 833 yards, or about an average of 119 a game. Points allowed, they've given up 136 points. They've given up 19 points a game. So just looking at stat-wise, the Mustangs definitely have the upper hand with a fast pace, with lots of weapon offense and solid defense. So on paper so far, it's looking like the Mustangs. As we go to the passing game, you got Sarah McVicker, who's passed for 34 completions out of 75, completing about 45% of her passes for 742 yards, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. But the rushing game is looking real good. You got 90 carries by Casey Brick for 987 yards, 11 yard average, 13 touchdowns. She is the real deal, folks. She is the real deal. I just saw her about 2 weeks ago, and it wasn't pretty. But anyway, what else they got? Lisa King is also one of the leading carriers on the team with 21 carries for 236 yards. Again, 11.2 yards a carry. And then you got Sarah McVicker with 21 carries for 186 yards, 8.9 yards. And then you got Tamara McDonald for 13 carries, 103 yards. Again, 8 yards a carry. So as you can see, they match up pretty well, running backs and quarterback-wise as far as passing yards. Like I tell you guys, folks, this is going to be a great game. It's going to come down to the girls up front. It's definitely going to come to the girls up front. It's all about the ladies in the trenches. That's who's going to determine who wins this game. They both got weapons. Let's see what the Pacific Warriors are doing on defense. They're led by Marina Sherman with 40 tackles. Tamara McDonald with 36. Let's see. Yufanyu Tuvai with 27 tackles. Tamara McDonald is leading the team in lost tackles with 5 interceptions. Melanie Peterson, she just got all those against us, 3. So, like I said, they got athletes back there, folks. They got athletes. Sacks is Malika Long with four. So, again, they match up well. Let's see what their kicking aspect is. Kickoff returns, Lisa King is averaging 22.4 yards a carry. I mean, a kickoff return, 17 for 380. Punt return, she is averaging a little over 12 yards, only on three punt returns. Punting the ball, she's averaging 32 yards a kick. Again, Casey Brick with 15 touchdowns. Sarah McVicker with 11. Lisa King with 7. Comes down to the PATs. The Warriors can put up the points. They are 21 out of 28. But if it came down to the kicking game, it's definitely the Warriors. And the way that this is all stacking up, I think it will come down to the kicking. I think it will come down to the wire. And I am picking, like I said, I am picking. Did I say I'm picking? Yeah, you picking. I am picking the Warriors to go down to Dallas and win this game. I'm looking at a high-scoring game. I'm looking at 35-32. That's right. Coach Lee's calling the score. 35-32 Warriors. All right. Moving right along. The next matchup, we got the Minnesota Machine. We'll be taking on the Iowa Thunder in Thunderland in Iowa. Again, I haven't seen much of them. So, again, that's why I always go to stats. I mean, stats try not to lie, but we will check it out. So let's go over to the Machine. I know a couple of their players, and I've seen them at the Women's Football Camp and Conference, and I know what they got. I know kicking-wise, they're probably one of the top teams in the league in kicking. As I speak on it, let me just go down there. 14 out of 16, that's not bad. How many field goals? 1 out of 2 for 34 yards. Not bad at all, not bad at all. But the Machine, from what I think, they run a lot of power offense. They have totaled up 153 points a game, averaging 21 points a game. Total offense is 1,764. 1,313 yards of that is rushing. So that's 187 yards, and they passed for 451 yards, for a total of about 64. So like I said, before I even seen the stats, I'm just going by what I know. I felt that they were a heavy run team. I did check out the game that's posted on the league website as well as on the Ning board, the full game of them playing, and that was a great shot. Again, they led by quarterback is Kim Miller. He's 19 out of 51, completing about 37% of her passes for 261 yards. They got a two-headed monster with Nicole Fritz at quarterback. She's 14 out of 27 for 190 yards at a better clip of 51.9 percentages completion rate, as I put it. Let's see. Running the ball, you got Lisa Mason with 75 carries for 490 yards, averaging 6.5. Yolanda Searcy. 40 carries for 231 with about a 5.8. And you got Kim Miller, 39 carries for 181 yards at 4.7. So, again, give it to any of those backs three times in a row, you got a first down. You know, so, again, I think that's the style of ball they play. Receiver-wise, there's nobody in the double digits in receptions. Casey Petchy seems to be the deep threat. 5 catches for 130 yards, 26 yard yards per catch. No touchdowns though. So I don't see any home run hitters as I look through here. Tackling wise, Mary Walruff is with 36 and a half tackles. Kim Miller with 26, and Yolanda Searcy is at 23.5 tackles. Tackles for a loss. You got Yolanda again leading team. Plus, she might be a linebacker, DN or something like that. I'm not sure. Sack-wise, they haven't gotten too many sacks. It seems like they've probably been playing a lot of teams that run the ball a lot. So just because you got low numbers in sacks don't mean that you're not good pass rushers. You just ain't had the opportunity to pass rush. They have intercepted a few balls. Again, Kim Miller leading the team with 3. Let's see. Moving on, moving on, moving on. Any deep threats for speed that I can see? Kickoff returns, Danielle Thompson, 7 returns. She's averaging 18.9 yards. She's averaging 11.3 yards on punt returns. And again, special teams is going to be what it's all about in the playoffs. You know, everybody harps on the offense and harps on defense, but nobody concentrates on special teams. And special teams is definitely a situation that you've got to work on in the playoffs. It's going to be the winner. And again, field goal kicker, 34 yards out. She's 1-2. And then PATs, 14 out of 16. So that's pretty solid. That is pretty solid. Now for the Iowa Thunder, as I start going through and wondering what's going on, what's happening. Again, you got Coach Lee here. I'm going over the playoffs in WFA, the first week of the playoffs, first round, on June 26th at a stadium near you. I got the Iowa Thunder up. They'll be hosting the Minnesota Machine. So, again, as I go through, they averaging about 100, I mean, they got 163 points, averaging 23.3 yards, I mean, points a game. So they're averaging a little bit over 2 points more than the Machine. They brought in 1,854 yards or 264, again, a little bit better than the Machine. Rushing, they rush heavy, meaning that they're 1,400, out of that 1,854, 1,487 is rushing for 212 yards a game. Passing is 367 for 52. I think Minnesota got them in the passing yardage. Total points allowed is 85, so that's a pretty stingy defense, only giving up 12 points a game. Let's see, Jennifer Bowling is, that's passing. Actually, she's leading the team in rushing, 104 carries for 1,053 yards. That's 10 yards in average with 14 touchdowns. And the next person under her would be number 9. I don't know who number 9 is, but they had 7 carries for 148 yards. They're averaging 21 yards a carry. So that seemed like that's a wide receiver or something that's only carrying the ball 7 times and averaging 21 yards a carry. So the next running back I see with 34 carries is Lulu Keo with 34 carries for 145 yards for 4.3. So, again, the top three rushers aren't bad at all, but the load seems like Jennifer is carrying the load. Let's see, receiver-wise, the standout is Ashley Black, 7 receptions for 107 yards, averaging 15.3 yards catch. And Kendra Parker, 5 catches for 84 yards and averaging 16.8 yards a catch. So, again, as I'm looking at this, and if I had to scout them out, I would say you got to stop 11. You got to stop 11. Did I say you got to stop 11? Yes, you got to stop 11. Let's go down to the kicking game. Because, again, the kicking game, well, let's go defense. Cindy Taft is leading the team with 92 tackles. Jennifer Harakawa. Man, I'm just chopping it up. Harakawa. There we go. Harakawa. Boy, it's a tongue twister, but Coach, hey, if I was coaching her up, I'd have more practice. So anyway, she got 90 tackles, and then Mookie Bascom with 63 tackles. So they got a lot of tackles. They really hustled to the ball as I'm looking at the stats. Jennifer Urakawa is leading the team in tackles with 6.5. Interception-wise, you got two, Teresa Moss, and also Amanda Brake with 2 interceptions each, actually, and Jennifer has 2. So, again, I'm seeing these familiar names. But here's the key, forced fumbles. Jennifer is kicking much butt. She got 11 forced fumbles, so you don't want to run her away, I see. As I look at the stats and I'm breaking it down, number 53 is somewhere, some person I do not want to run to. She's second in team in tackles again with 90, and she's leading the team in sacks and in forced fumbles. And then Cindy Taft is leading the team in fumble recovery with 5, and she's leading the team with 92 tackles. So, again, sound like two good linebackers there. Kickoff return, again, you got Allie Moning, averaging 24.2 yards on kickoff return with 9. Punt return, you got Kendra Parker back there with 13 average, and then also Christine Dorkenkamp with 21, but she only has one kickoff punt return. So, you can't really judge it off of one. It might be a special moment. But, again, if you go back to leading team in touchdowns, you got Jennifer Bowling, 14. Again, she is the horse for the Thunder. Let me see what the kicking game is like. The PATs are, well, they got three kickers. One's 13 out of 14, which is Kendra Parker. You got Ashley Blackford at 2 out of 3, and then you got Christina Dorkenkamp at 1 for 1. So if it comes down to the kicking game, again, I'm going to have to roll with the Iowa Thunder taking home the victory at home against the Machine. Again, the key to the game is you got to stop the run. No matter what team you are, you got to stop the run. And I think it's going to be a slugfest. I'm predicting score 17-14, Iowa Thunder over the Minnesota Machine. All right, moving on to the next one, the next game. The next game is the Austin Outlaws versus the Memphis Soul. Austin Outlaws versus the Memphis Soul. This should be another barn burner. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair, just based looking at the results from prior weeks and pretty much knowing what each team does well. Let's see here. Where are we at? I said Austin Outlaws. Yes, I did. All right, here we go. Austin Outlaws come in with a 5-3 record, which is great. Their only losses were to the Lone Star Mustangs and the Houston Power, who they had to beat last week to get into the playoffs. But they have a total of 215 points, averaging 30.7 points per game, 1,755 yards total offense. Majority of that is coming on the ground with 1,562. That's 312 yards per game. They have 193 yards, which is an average of about 36 to 38 yards per game. They allowed 116 points on the season for a 16.6 average. The key passers on the team will be Marissa Rivas. She's 11 out of 36 for 135 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Rushing, you got Monica. What's that last name here? Here we go. Hey, I'm working it. I'm sorry, y'all. My glasses ain't working. I'm getting old. I told you I turned 40 3 weeks ago, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. But anyway, she got 49 carries, 552 yards, 11.3 yards a carry. Then you got, who's this here? Diana Hurd, 10 carries for 224 yards for 22-yard average. Then you got Becky Lamon, 30 carries for 203 yards for an average of 6.8. And Amber Lyons with an 8.4. So, again, those are their workhorses. They're the top four workhorses with at least 10 or more carries. As you can see, they all averaging over 6.5 yards per carry. So, again, really run heavy. And you know what? People say that's playoff ball, you know, and that's true. At the men's pro level, I would say yes, because in the wintertime, it's cold out there. It's about ball control. But for women in the spring, hey, let's do what we do, you know. But, you know, you do what you do, I do what I do. You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about the WFA playoffs. I'm going over some a little analysis of the Austin Outlaws and going to the defense. Let's see. Tackle-wise, they're pretty much an even balanced team. There's no one that's, like, totally standing out as far as tackles. They're pretty much even. Stack-wise, again, they're in a conference where it's predominantly run, so I'm not going to say that they have a weak pass rush. It's just the fact that most teams in their conference run. Interception-wise, you got Monica leading the team with 4 interceptions. Fumble recoveries, Let's see. Monica, again, is leading the team in pass deflections. Kickoff returns. Not many kickoff returns because they haven't had many folks, you know, score points on them, you know. Punt returns, again, Monica is back there. So, again, I got this Monica tune. So, Monica is the woman over there. She's leading the team in touchdowns as well. Let me check the kicking game. Again, I'll always focus in on the kicking game. That tells me a lot about what the teams do. And Amber Lyons is 15 out of 19. That's great. And Melissa Griffith is 1 out of 1. Amber has kicked one field goal, two attempts, one field goal for 33 yards. So she got a foot. It's just a matter of can they get down the field and get her in position. So that is key. That's the Austin Outlook. Austin Outlaw Outlook. Let me run over here real quick to the Memphis Soul. Alrighty. Memphis Soul is coming to this game at 6-1. Their only loss came to the Lone Star Mustangs, who are also, I just talked about, in the playoffs. Memphis Soul coming in with 126 points, averaging 21 points a game. They have a total of 1,969 yards for 328 yards a game, 55 touchdowns. First down, my bad. Out of that 1969, that's a pretty good year, the year before I was born. 1,793 of that is on the ground. So, again, another run-heavy team. So, again, these are teams that are used to running. They're used to seeing the run in practice, and it should be a rock'em, sock'em, knock'em-out type of game. They have 176 yards passing for a team average of 29 yards a game. Maybe they haven't been up to have to pass, or they just got solid up front. So, again, I don't know coach's philosophy. I don't live out there. I don't roll out there. But, again, whatever it works. Do what you do. Do what you do. All right. Again, passing. Mary Rowe, number 5. He's attempted 28 passes, completed 11 for 153 yards. Rushing is the league-leading rusher, matter of fact. Jessica Plunkett, he had 122 carries for 1,245 yards. She's averaging 10 yards a carry and 14 touchdowns. You got Kim Small, who's also in the house doing her thing. Hey, I'm at work right now, and I got clocked out. So I can't talk and type at the same time. I haven't learned that yet. I have, but it's a hard skill. But anyway, I'm about to get this together. Once I clock this bad boy out, I can finish up. And I am officially clocked out. It's 6:30 on my clock. It's 7:31 your clock. But anyway, this is the pre-record. You rocking 4 quarters with Coach Lee, and I'm talking about WSA playoffs. Did I say playoffs? 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 Yeah, I said playoffs. That's what we're talking about here on 4 quarters with Coach Lee. So let me go back and finish up here. Let me finish up. Receiving wise, Kim Small is leading the team in reception with 6 catches. As far as deep threat is concerned, I would say Sharon Tatum, who's averaging 13.6 yards a catch. Memphis Soul defensively, Sharon Tatum is leading the team in tackles with 61, Tanya Dean with 51, and Kim Small with 48. Brandi Wood and Tanya Dean are leading the teams in tackles for loss. You got Brandi Wood with 10 sacks. So there you go. That's a good sacker. All right, you got Tanya Dean with 3 interceptions. Let's see. All right, let's go to the kicking game. Like I said, it's always about the kicking game. And as I look at the kicking game, there is no PATs at all attempted, nor field goals. So if it came down to it again, folks, I'm going with the Outlaws here, baby. I'm going with the Outlaws. I'm taking the Outlaws in this pretty picture. Because, again, if it comes down to the running game and they bop and hit, if we can get in field goal range and make a field goal. I'm predicting the score 24-20. There we go. 24-20. Let's squish that. I think they're going to get 3 touchdowns is 18 and 2. So it's going to be 24-22 Outlaws. You heard it right. Coach Lee called it 24-22 Outlaws. All right, and for the next and last game that I'll be previewing, you know I got a rocket like I rock it because I'm going to do what I do because it's the Showgirls and the Portland Phillies, baby. That's who it is. So let's go to the Portland Phillies site real quick and get an update on their stats. again, if I was checking them out, if I was scouting, and all I had was stats, this is what I would be thinking. You got to think, because I'm a coach. And when I coach, I got to think. All right, Dion, what's up? Oh, there we go. Man, looking for the wrong thing. All right. Portland Phillies were coming to this game officially 6-1 in WFA play. Their only loss came to us, the Las Vegas Showgirls, about 2 weeks ago. They have a total of 113 points and averaging 18.8 points per game. Total yards is 1,180, but 393 yards a game. I'm not sure if the stats are all updated because that doesn't mathematically work out. If you divide 7 into 11, that wouldn't be the average. So, again, I don't think the stats are updated, but you know what? We'll roll with it. You know, Alice Tucker is the number one quarterback. I know she's passed for more yards than this, more attempts than 18. I know they are run heavy. Holly Curtis had 98 carries, 510 yards, and 4 touchdowns. I'm pretty sure she had more than that. Again, I'm not quite sure when the last time this was updated, but we definitely got to stop 21. 21 is a workhorse, and I followed up by Alicia Tucker. That's their quarterback run threat. So, again, that's something that we definitely going to focus in on. Again, if I was just going by stat, that's what I'd be rolling with. Again, I don't think the tackles are up to date because the leading tackler got 16 tackles, and that's not correct. This might be after 2 games or something like that. So, Phillies, hey, get your stats up. You know, and this is why people don't do stats, because coaches like myself look at the stats and really analyze who carries the ball, who's the throw to until we get film. So, again, this might be a strategy that they're putting forth so that people can't pick up on them. So, you know, they attempted no PAT, or PATs were over 1, and no field goals. So, again, I'm a particular person on the stats, yo. Let's go ahead with the Showgirls. Let's see. These Showgirls are pretty much a balanced attack. I can talk about it without even looking at the stats, but, you know, I want to give it to you like you might see it when you go to the boards. And, again, the Showgirls come in with a record of 8-1. The only loss was 2 weeks ago to the Pacific Warriors, who are also playoff bound. And, again, this is not updated with the total of 9 games that should be uploading this evening, so that it would turn over tomorrow. But as up to the 8th game, the Showgirls have 269 points, 33.6 points per game, 2,934 yards total offense. That's 366 a game. Rushing is 1,372 for 171 yards a game, and passing is 1,562 for 195 yards. So as you can see, the Showgirls are balanced. There's no top heavy run or pass here. They look pretty balanced. They've given up a total of 59 points, and that will stay 59 points with the win that we had last week. So that would be an average of about 5 points per game. Is about right. About 6, somewhere around there. Anyway, passing-wise, they have 2 quarterbacks. You got Nikki Johnson, who was 17 out of 26 and completing 65% of her passes for 276 yards. And then you also have Carrie Mitch, who have actually missed 2 games, 2 full games. She wasn't even at the games, but she has 69 passes completions out of 142 for 1,286 yards, completing a little under 50% of her passes. And something that she definitely needs to work on. We got rushing. You got Nikki Johnson. Going into this past weekend, she had 83 carries for 777 yards. Coincidence. That's Las Vegas, ain't it? 777. You might want to just add the other digits. 93-11. Somebody call in when I get on the show. Tell me who sung that song. 777-93-11. I got a prize for you. You got Sharice Windenbosch. 26 carries for 158 yards, 6.1. Then you got Christina Boucher. 36 carries for 107 yards. And Shamika Finks, 22 carries for 102 yards for 4.6. So you got two rushers that are rushing the ball for over 6 yards to carry, and you got the other three at a clip of about 4.4. So that's still respectable. Receiver-wise, going into the before the stats get loaded up, you got Nicky Johnson leading team in receptions. He's tied with 26 receptions for 500 yards, and you got Kerry Walters with 26 receptions for 490 yards, and you got Stephanie Gamer with 21 receptions for 459 yards. So you got three wide receivers with over 450 yards each playing for the Showgirls. So again, there's not one person that you can really focus in on as a coach as I'm looking at the stats. I'm not talking smack. I'm just going by what's on the stats. Defensively, they're led by Stephanie Gamer with 59 tackles, Charlie Cox with 58 tackles, and Janisha Fair with 55, and Kerry Walters with 54. Tackles for a loss, you got Charlie Cox with 13, and Shamika Finks with 9. You got sacks, Charlie Cox with 11.5. Not sure what she got this weekend, but at this point she's 11.5. Vanessa Hernandez with 5. Interception-wise, Kerry Walters have 5, and Stephanie Maldonado with 2, as well as Christina Acacio. Forced fumbles, Charlie with 5, Cox, that is. Fumble recovers, 3, with Walters. And deflections would be Stephanie, Little Steph, as they call her, and Big Steph with 6 each. When it comes down to kick returns, Nikki Johnson is averaging 22.5 yards a kick return. Punt returns, she's averaging 17. Stephanie Gamer is averaging 16.5. Punting-wise, the kicker is Trisha Nishikawa. She's averaging 34 yards a punt. Touchdown-wise, Kerry Walters and Nikki Johnson lead the team with 10. Field goal-wise, Nishikawa was 3 for 5. Longest was 28. But this past weekend, she kicked a 41-yarder with room to go 50 easily. And she's 32 out of 37 in PAT. So if it's up to me, hey, I got to go with the Showgirls. I got to go with the Showgirls because they got the kicking game. They got the balance game. And, hey, you heard it right here. Four quarters, Coach Lee. You know, stay tuned. And I should be on here live as soon as I say, what's up? Later.
I told y'all I'll be here. I just pulled up in my front yard, listened into the show as much as I could. But, yeah, you rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. I'm live now. I'm live. I'm so live you can hear the wind blowing. You ought to hear me walk in my house. You're going to hear the squeaky door. That's my silent. That's my alarm. I just need some WD-40. But anyway, give me 1 second, and I'll be in like planned. And you'll probably hear the kids talk like, Daddy. Anyway. See, that was a squeaky door. All right. Yes, you rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. And I didn't give you guys a score on that. I just realized that I did not give you guys a score. I got the Showgirls winning that game 34-6. Yes, I called it 34-6. I just think it's just too strong. Anyway. But anyway, you can always call in. You know the phone number, 347-826-7278 or 7872. Boy, when I'm not in my elements, I just be forgetting what's going on, what's going down. So I checked up on the Kitty Witties. They are all in the man cave. Matter of fact, she's on my computer. So I hit it back here in my office. And finish up this show. We got about 10 more minutes. And like I said, it's playoff time, you guys. It is playoff time. And we ready to get it on. We are ready to get it on. Speaking of playoff time, I know it was some issues on the Ning board or with home field advantage and all that other good stuff. And I think I talked about it a little bit last show. But the bottom line is, folks, we played a season to get home field advantage. If I was in Cleveland, I want to be at home and play, you know, against the Raiders or somebody who's from Southern California who ain't used to no 40-something degree weather. You know, I can't help it that, you know, we start our season in April and we end it in the summertime, it's going to be hot everywhere, you guys. So, you know, all I can do is the best advice I can give you is get some H2O. Get off those energy drinks. Get off those quick fix it, high throttle, high energy, Rockstar, Monster. I don't know why you guys do that. All you ladies do that. You guys drink that before the game. That's not an energy booster. All that does is get you off and get you all jittered up and not hyped up. And you fall so far when you come down off that high, it's ridiculous. And as it gets hotter, you're going to become dehydrated, and it could be serious. So if I was you, you know, take it from me. I'm a coach, and you got to get off those high-energy drinks, five-hour, you know, drinks and vitamin B, stuff like that. No. Just get your water. Get your water on, get your fructose and your fruit intake in. You'll be all right. Get your pasta in. Get all those things. You got to get carbs, so you're going to be burning a bunch of carbs as it's hot. As you go down south, it's going to be muggy. You know, you got to get your pickle juice on or something. Yeah, I said it, pickle juice. You know, you got to get salt in your body as well. If you don't have pickles, add a little salt to your water. A little salt to the water will help prevent cramping. That's why you cramp. You know, here I am. I'm just talking about it. I've been an athlete. I know. Been a top track athlete, been a top football athlete. I know. And the more intense you are, the likelihood you're going to get dehydrated, the likelihood you're going to cramp up. Your body is going to lose the fluids, the salts. You know, some of you guys, have you ever sweat so much that you had white streaks down your face? You know, I sweat so much, I've actually had the salt on my skin. Okay? I've had salt on my skin. I'm like, where did this come from? I got the salt bath or something. But anyway, you rocking four quarters of Coach Lee. Like I said, we're talking about the playoffs. You know, I didn't pick any upsets in the American Conference. Out of those games, I only had one road team winning. And again, that was the Austin Outlaws. Only because I just see what I see. You know, and as a coach, I'm looking at key elements. Who do I need to stop? What do they do best? If we stop what they do, then we can compete in the game. Can I match up athlete to athlete with you guys? And I also had the Warriors on the road winning their game. So I have two road winners and the rest home teams. So again, I'm not saying I'm talking because it's my favorites or anything. I'm just talking about just strategy wise and what I see from the stats and who you have to stop. I think a team that have more weapons is a lot harder to defeat than a team that has just one weapon. You can always seek 11 people to the ball if they're going to carry the ball 30 times a game. Yeah, they're going to get their breaks here and there, but, you know, there's not much you can do outside of that. And once you get behind, who else do you go to? You know, I would hate to see if anybody got hurt or just couldn't play anymore. And I know I was listening to a playoff game about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, where one team, number one running back who led the league, had went down, and the team didn't know what to do. They had no offense after that. So, again, my strategy all year, and actually since we started up the Showgirls, have been to diversify the talent pool and making sure that you just can't key on one person on our team. But, again, that's just my philosophy. That's not your philosophy. Some coaches just like to hand it off and get 3 yards and call it a day because they're patient. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just not my brand of football. All right? So, anyway, hey, anybody out there that want to talk, just push one. Push one and pound you on board. Again, you're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. I got about 8 minutes left. I think I got about 8 minutes. I'm actually looking at my clock in my office, and they're all off for some reason. Oh, man. Guess the bad. I ain't been back here in a while. I've been out in the man cave. That's where I set up my video screen, you know, against the wall. Got a 8-foot by 8-foot projector screen. Well, not screen, but that's what we used. And I put it in the man cave so I can see all you ladies and see all the strategies and everything in big, live, full color, you know. So I ain't been back here. So I don't know what time it is, but you know what? Hey, you rocking four quarters of Coach Lee, and I do this each and every Monday night, win or lose, which I don't lose too often, but win or lose, buy or no buy. I am here each and every Monday night to talk about women's football, to talk about things that are going on and taking place. again, you know, it's playoff time for WFA. Championship game is here in Las Vegas, Nevada on July 31st. We're having a nice weekend here. We're still organizing some details. We are going to be hosting the All-Star game here. We're hosting the championship game here and other activities, All-Star activities. The fastest person, you know, the fastest woman in football, the strongest woman in football, the quarterback that can throw the ball the furthest, a kicking contest for accuracy and distance. We're going to have a punt contest, a kickoff contest. So, again, all you players out there, you know, if you're not in a championship game, you're not in an All-Star game, you still participate in activities, All-Star activities. If you're the best in your team, then you come represent your team because that's what it's all about. If you're the best fans, you need to come out and represent. Again, it's not about who's in the championship. It's about us as a league and getting everybody to the championship game and supporting no matter what. Again, if we don't support it, how do we expect anybody else to support it? And like I said, it should be no less than 2,500, 3,000 people here. And that's just football players. That's just us. We're not talking about fans, you guys. That's how much support we got to have. So, again, yes, I'm an advocate for the championship game. If I'm in it or not, I'm going to be here. Why? Because it's in Vegas. True that. But still, the fact is we got to support our own sport. If that's supposed to be our best game of the year, then we all need to be here. It's a weekend. It's you out of here. You come in on Friday afternoon. There's activities going on Friday. Activities on Saturday, All-Star championship game on Saturday night, party after, brunch early morning, and you're out of here by 11 o'clock. So for those who are on the East Coast, you already head to the airport. But again, make your plans. Go to the website. Go to the WFAfootball.com website. Click championship. You can go to Las Vegas Showgirls at Yahoo, or LVShowgirls.com. And also there's a championship page on there with some detail. You can go to the Neem board, Women's Tackle Football Group .neem.com board. And it should be on your team website. I mean, that's how it should be. There's no need to have a championship game if you're not going to promote it. So, again, we got to get on one page. One love, one page, everybody. You know, I hope to see everybody here. And, yes, it's going to be hot, like I talked about earlier, but you got to get your water in. And the fact is, it's going to be hot everywhere. It's hot and sticky down south. It's hot and sticky in the east. It's hot and sticky up north. You know, the only places I know of that it might be in the 80s, and that's still hot for that area, would be up in the Portland area, you know, up in the Washington area, the Canada border, you know, something like that. So, you know, it's going to be hot, you guys. It don't matter. Just wear appropriate clothes so that you can fit in with the weather, that's all. Come on now, what do you do when it's hot? You cool off, you hang out. We got plenty of places here to hang out. Every place you go to is air conditioned here in Vegas, you know what I'm saying? So there ain't no excuse. Get your ticket now. If you're not in the playoffs, you should be getting your ticket. You know, we got rooms. Rooms are, I think they're $150 for the weekend. That's Friday night, Saturday night. If you want to come in early, on Thursday and stay on Sunday night, at $60 extra. Again, I'm just going off the top of my head because my little one's got the computer out in the man cave and I can't look it up to make sure. But again, it's on there. Go to TickyLeak.com, look up WFA National Football Championship game. It's out there, you guys. Got to promote it. Got to push it. Got to be here. You know what I'm saying? You got to. I'm not begging. You got to go to any championship game. If your league is hosting a championship, then go. It don't matter. Yes, I'm representing the WFA right now, and I'm hosting the game, so of course I'm going to promote it. It's my show. This is Four Quarters of Coach Lee. Why wouldn't I? Huh? Why wouldn't I? I don't know. You don't know, but you know what? We going to all know. That's me, you know? So, again, get your tickets now. If you think you're going to be in championship, then get your tickets now. Book. Let's sell this mug out. Let's pack the house. You know, why can't our goal be the largest championship game ever? Why can't it be that, our goal? You know, the largest fans that I've seen at one game, and I must say was in the NWFA. I forgot the two teams I was playing with. They were playing in Tennessee. I had the video of that game, too. I don't know where it's at. It's in my collections of women's football video. I got an archive now, probably about 300 games of women playing football. So, again, yes, I'm trying to be a a historian as well, but I want to say it was about 6,200 people. I think it was in Memphis. It was at where the Titans went, or I don't know. But I recall it was about 6,200. That's the record for women's football as far as I know. If you know anything different, hey, call me. Let me know. Email me. Put up on the link board. Those type of things that we should be talking about. Who's had the largest crowd, you know, and stuff like that. I'm tired of hitting the road and got 300 or 400 people playing. You know, same at my house. I call my fans out all the time. But anyway, like I said, championship game, July 31st. Be there or be square. What else is on the agenda? Hey, Women's Football Camp and Conference is rolling. Hey, we got people signed up. We got over 100 folks that signed up already. They getting their early bird special in, and some of you guys are just waiting to last minute. And it's jumping off. The Camp and Conference is jumping off. Like I said, we have over 100 registered folks with more calling as the season has ended, with people with questions and, you know, wanting to get better and can they do two positions and stuff like that. Hey, we want what you want. And speaking of what you want, we also have looked into doing an East Coast camp, not a conference, but we are putting together a camp for those who are on the East Coast who can't make it. The only issue that we have is facilities in January. The reason why we have it here on the West Coast is because it is the West Coast, and the weather is definitely a lot better for outdoor conditioning, outdoor hitting, and all the other stuff. I want to say at the last camp and conference, here in Vegas, the temperature was approximately 78 degrees, and it was feeling real good, real good. So, again, that's the only issue, because we don't want to do it too early, and we don't want to do it too late. We want to do it in time enough that you could definitely figure out that you're ready to play some football. And that's what it's all about. We kicking it just like that. You rocking four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, what else we got? What else I can throw in here real quick? What else? I just want to wish all the teams out there good luck. You know, I want to wish you guys good luck. The season is over. I want to congratulate those who finished up the season. There's some that could not make it. But you know what? It works out that way. Is that my music? Woo! Time flies when you're having fun. It's a little muffled. I can't really hear it, but that's all good. You know, you rocking four quarters each and every Monday. Hey, tune in. Call a friend. Do what you got to do, because you know I rock it. You know I talk the truth, and you know I talk about women's football, and I keep it real. Bottom line, it's all real. So if you like what you hear, then drop me an email, LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. You can hit me on the Neem board. That's Women's Tackle Football Group. Neem.com. Go to my page, Coach Lee. Drop me a message. You know what I'm saying? If you got a topic you want to start, just go on there and start it. You got videos? Hey, get the videos up. Ain't no need to hide the videos now. You ain't in the playoffs. Playoffs? Yeah, I just talked about the playoffs. But anyway, hey, I wish all those good luck. I'll see you guys the same time next week. All right, I'm out of here. Peace.
Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair square throughout my years.